Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Marco Belletti.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Lifeless, gutless, hopeless. You just heard Gordon Damer on the update. Rock bottom. Every single time the Yankees seem to play a game that they have to win against a good team or their arch rival, we're talking rock bottom. When does it actually get to rock bottom? When is enough enough? Because I don't know about you, I'm embarrassed. Honestly embarrassed. Are the Yankees there yet? Are you embarrassed yet? This wasn't enough? Supposed to get right. Five straight wins. Look, they took care of business against the Twins, the Cardinals, and the Rays. Now it's time to make hay and, you know, show the Red Sox and maybe you take three out of four, maybe even sweep the series if you get excited. And now what? And what's the mantra? We got to play better. Great. Thank you. I appreciate that. You got to play better. No kidding. You ever going to try anything different to maybe play better? Or we're just going to keep rolling it out there? Because the Yankees seem to, they perform on this motto of, hey, we've built past success. We know what we're doing. Let's slow down. Let's take it easy. Let's relax. Take a step back. We know what we're doing. We've earned the right to do things our way. And guess what? None of you have. None of you. Because you've won nothing. You've done nothing. You think you have. The NY on your hat says you have. The pinstripes on your jersey says you have. You have done nothing. And every single time you run into a roadblock of bad baseball, because it's not made by someone else. This isn't, the circumstance. No, you just stink. That's your circumstance. Because you can't play better. Then you come up with, that's baseball. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't play every day. You can't win every day. What are you going to do? That happens. These teams aren't better than us. We know we're good. Hey, baseball. That's it. That's all you got. That's the crutch because you're complacent. Because you've rested on the laurels of teams of the past that actually did something. Not you. What has this team done? And you know what? What has this management accomplished? You act like you're still in the late 90s and early 2000s and into the mid 2000s where you get the benefit of the doubt. If Joe Torre were to walk up after a game and say, it's baseball, calm down, We know what we're doing. We'll get there. You know what? I may not like it, but I'll listen. He earned that. He earned that. When you win 4 out of 5, you earn that. When your big accomplishment is getting there through the hopeless American League and then getting your ass handed to you, and you did it to yourself where you handed it away because you couldn't even play fundamental get 3 out baseball, you earned nothing. You earned the beating you got today. You earned the embarrassment at Yankee Stadium, because the Red Sox look in that dugout. They're laughing at you. And they have every right to. 8 straight wins, 8 out of 9 for this season. The Yankees against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, 4-15. Oh, we got to play better. Uh-huh. And I said the hopeless American League? That's the one thing that everybody's been saying, and I've been listening to it too. At times I hear it, and there's times they'll give you those little glimmers of hope when they beat up the Twins and the Rays and the Cardinals. And you start to truly believe into the nonsense. And you go, well, you know what? Who in the American League is so good? You're right. Guess what? They look at you the same way. And you know what? It's even worse. You know what your record is against those teams in the American League? And I'm talking about the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Astros. 4 teams that are going to the playoffs. Yankee record against those 4 teams combined? 6-19. 6-19. You have played under 500 baseball for more than 2 months. And you're telling me it's a blip? It's a small sample size. This is who you are. You're frauds. Every single one of you, frauds. And it's time to shake this thing up. You want to make this rock bottom? Guess what that means? Change. Otherwise, you continue to just put this out there every single day with these predetermined lineups, running the analytics, who gets to play today is based on whatever, and you don't actually have to earn any of your spots. Because let's be fair. Has Anthony Volpe earned the right to play each and every day without an argument? You won for your last 29. You get to play every day with no argument. You just get to walk into the clubhouse and your spot at shortstop is what, given to you? When the hell did you earn that with your 209 average? 3 years into your career and it's been the exact same thing. Blip here for what? 6 weeks is being ridiculously nice. You have what? A good 2 weeks and all your numbers come from there, and then you go into these slides that are 1-40 and you're just going to get trotted out there every day? With 17 errors to lead all of baseball, you don't get to play every day. You got to earn that right. You didn't earn it. And that's something that you got to earn every day. You didn't. You don't get to play every day. Jazz Chisholm, again. Oh, he's an all-star. He gets to play. No, you don't. You're inconsistent. You're at bat today. 3 pitches, 3 fastballs right down the middle, first and third, 5-1. You have an opportunity to actually make this a game. You've been beaten up. You've been embarrassed. You've been Garrett Crochet shoved all day long. You had an opportunity to actually cut into this thing. You come off the bench and you put forth that. Why exactly do you get to play every day? Ryan McMahon, you only been here, 3 weeks? Why do you get to play every day? Because the back of your baseball card said so? Enough. 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 And as much as I don't want to turn this into this, but I can't help it. Today, rock bottom for the Yankees, rock bottom for me. I have not had this argument. I have not had this discussion. I have not advocated for this. I have not been this guy. So I don't want to get lumped into the everything where automatically it goes to this, but you know what? I've had enough. I've had enough. You want to actually shake this up? You want to change this? You want to have a different outcome? You want to have different mentality? Because I'm tired of the, we got to play better. And it comes from the top. You want to shake something up? You want to put some life into this team? You want to make 33 games left where it's not just, well, if you're playing the White Sox and the Nationals, and maybe you can make a little bit of a run and get the third wild card and get your ass handed to you in the playoffs. You want to actually do something that shakes this up and maybe squeezes the little bit of juice that's left in this club? Then Aaron Boone is gone today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to do that? You ready for that? I'm there. And I'm not the panic button. I'm not the advocate for people's jobs. This cannot go on. You're in your own home. You came in winning five straight and seven of nine. You claimed to have righted the ship. You claim that all your incident issues and all the things that you didn't just play well, and you know, we fixed some of the things analytically and defensively, and the lineup's starting to gel, and look, we're hitting home runs, and things look better when we win. You walked in riding as high as you could ride. And the Red Sox looked you dead in the face. They took your lunch money, and they've been laughing at you for 3 days. At any point, have you looked into that Red Sox dugout and seen a team that isn't uber confident? They want to see the Yankees. They enjoy seeing the Yankees. Look at the Yankee clubhouse. What do you see? Nothing. You see a dead team. You see a team that is waiting for things to go bad. They have no confidence in themselves, and they know damn well that that Red Sox team plays better baseball than they do. And here's the ugly secret. So does every other halfway decent team in baseball. So what are you going to do? You're going to go 33 more games? You're going to ride this thing out? And you're going to do what? You're either going to miss the playoffs because the Royals catch you. The Royals. Say that again. The Royals catch you. Or because everybody else stinks, you get to have that third wild card and you get to get embarrassed. By who? Probably the Red Sox. That's what you want. Because that's what every day going through what you're doing right now is going to get you. With this ability to just trot out whoever is in that clubhouse, you automatically get to play every day. Why? I don't know. You've earned that. Why? What did you earn? Somewhere along the line, we gave you the job. So, you know what? Hey, you're doing your best. What? It's asinine. It's idiocy. It is the dumbest stuff I think I've ever seen. At what point in professional sports do you not have to prove yourself on a daily basis? I'm not advocating for Aaron Judge to sit. Yeah, he's proven it. He goes 1-for-74. I might give him a day off. What did Jazz do? What has Volpe done? What has Ryan McMahon done? Austin Wells. Now he's starting to get playing time taken away from him because you had to find a spot for Ben Rice. And Ben Rice deserves to play because he's earned that. Who else has earned that? And you got to earn it every day. You play poorly, I'm not going to keep putting you in the lineup. Change this up. Change it, shake it. You deserve every part of this because you do things exactly the same every day and you expect a different outcome. I'm tired. And they don't treat this like it's rock bottom. Because tomorrow, you'll see the exact same nonsense. And the lineup will probably be worse because Giancarlo Stanton probably can't play 2 days in a row in right field. He might get hurt. Guy's hitting 370 with 8 homers over his last 17 games. He might get hurt. I know he might get hurt. Look at him. He might get hurt walking to his car. Get him out there. What happens? He gets hurt. What are you going to do? So you're going to live in fear? And you're just going to put a lesser product on the field each and every day while you're fighting for your lives, but you don't believe you're fighting for your life, do you? Because what? The rest of the American League sucks? Or what? You think you're better than this? You're not. That's the newsflash. You're not. You're not better than this. You act like you're better than this. You tell me you're better than this. Your play? Not better than this. This is who you are. Every time they talk about, it's a blip. This is the time. You're going to go through these struggles. This happens every year. You know what? Over the last 5 to 6 years, the little blips of when they played well, not when they played poorly. I mean, go back through it. I know we're going back to teams that are not necessarily exactly the same, but the mindset has been the same, and that's what needs to shake up. 2020, when they were coming back off the ALCS loss, I had Gerrit Cole. I know it was the COVID year and the short strike, the shortened season and all that. I get all that. You go into the playoffs as whatever the hell they were, a 5 seed or whatever it was, the Rays embarrassed you. 2021, you had a fight just to make the playoffs, and you weren't even that good just to get into that one game wild card to go to Fenway and get smoked. 2022, you had the amazing start. Amazing. You were garbage from the middle of the season all the way through, including getting swept in the playoffs by the Astros, where they took your lunch. Then you didn't make the playoffs the next year. So where is this track record of success? Last year, when you had a guy who's no longer playing for you on the other side of town now, and he changed that whole vibe, he changed that whole perception. And more importantly, he had a 1-2 punch with your other Superman, and they carried you to the World Series. And when you got there, it wasn't enough. Am I missing something? So what have you earned that every day you get the ability to just say, we just play better, we'll be fine? It's not. This is not fine. This is not okay. This is not the way you do any business. Never mind you're the New York Yankees. This went from championship or bust with expectations that were through the roof that were probably a little too high to now, it doesn't matter as long as they're playing. That's what it feels like. Hey, they're trying. You went from expectations of perfection to expectations of Little League. Hey, they're doing their best. What can you do? Little Jimmy's giving it his best. Little Anthony is doing the best he can. This is where we are. Enough. Enough. And for it to actually mean enough means change. And change should start before tomorrow, before the Red Sox finish off this 4-game sweep and laugh all the way out of New York back to Boston. And you sit there looking up, scratching your head. If we just played a little bit better. No. They're that much better than you, and they actually have an idea of what they want to do. You don't. You haven't. You won't. Lifeless, gutless, hopeless. You're 2025 New York Yankees. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Marco Belletti here on The Fan. We got Glue. We got Paulie Rosenberg on the other side of the glass, probably to make my blood pressure go even higher than it is. because I'm angry. I'm truly angry. I want to hear from you. I want you to get it off your chest too. Tell me where you want to go, because I'm open to anything to make changes from this. I mean, honest mess. I don't even want to waste my Saturday watching this kind of stuff. I don't want to waste days, any day of the week, never mind a Saturday afternoon where I don't have to watch the game. You give me this. Change. Change it all. Change the furniture in the clubhouse. I don't care. Throw out everything. Honestly, you're going to get me to the point where I'm going to be probably the terrible father that I am. I'll throw out all the toys. You're not listening to anything? I'll throw out everything downstairs. What do I care?
It's a long-ass season.
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Change. Change it all. Because I'm tired, because this nonsense has me fed up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.